Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Friday.
Woo-hoo.
Does it feel like it? Eerie Friday because it's Friday the 13th, or did you not even realize it was Friday the 13th until I said that?
Okay, now it feels eerie that you said that. I was getting gas and I noticed it was just incredibly quiet outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Did you guys feel that way? Wow, that makes me feel like, ooh, scary.
Yeah, you know,
and if I would have known it was Friday the 13th, I would have risked like running out of gas on the highway rather than stopping for gas.
Well, that's probably
Kevin used to, and he got yelled at by his wife for getting gas, right?
Yeah.
A certain location.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I have to get it at a specific location now because it could be dangerous.
He got scared though. Like once like something creepy happened, right?
Yeah.
There was like a car and it was like,
there was a car and people were kind of approaching me and asking for money. And you're kind of like, is this going to turn into a carjacking? Is this going to turn into something worse? So yeah.
I genuinely am scared every time I get gas, no matter what time of day.
No matter what time.
Yeah, I think something's going to happen.
Do you think that's you or is that a woman thing?
I think it's a woman thing.
See, I actually don't get nervous. I think like people that like Kevin says, like will approach you for money. They know I'm broke.
We're not going to this guy.
True though, like they look at me like, "What's up, brother? You done with the next one?" Yeah, me too, man. See ya.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Okay,
let's hear it.
I feel like most people think clowns are really creepy, but a new study just found that they can actually help kids leave the hospital faster. So kids that are hospitalized with pneumonia were able to leave the hospital in 44 hours if they spent 30 minutes with a clown, whereas kids who didn't spend any time with a clown got to go home on average after 70 hours.
That is a crazy statistic, and I know. I never would have believed that.
So they're saying laughter can actually be the best medicine for you.
I honestly do believe this, and what made me think of this one of my favorite movies of all time is Patch Adams.
Yep.
Literally, this is whole basis of what one of my favorite movies of all time is Patch Adams. Just laughter is medicine.
Right,
it's so cool.
Well, and I know why AB did the story. Her favorite clown, Ronald McDonald.
Exactly, yeah.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account at togethercu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals game time. It's the Cardinals and the Blue Jays. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 6:07 on our sister station, KMOX.
It's time for the CitySC Big Three with Joey Z.
We want to connect you to CitySC, so we bring on the voice of CitySC right here on Y98, Joey Z, and he gives three things that are happening with CitySC. Joey, what's your big three?
One. Number one, City went on the road and salvaged a 2-2 draw versus Tim Parker in the New England Revolution Saturday in Foxborough. The team trailed 2-1 in the second half before St. Louis University alum Simon Betcher found a game-tying goal in the 73rd minute. Betcher's strike earned the AT&T Goal of the Match Day honors in the MLS and sounded like this on Y98.
Parks stripped by Thorisson, pushes forward, Clowns 3-on-3 down the left side of the box, has Cello against Parker, drop back toward Klaus, lets it drift,
yes!
Outside the goal! Oh, Simon Betcher ties us and deuces! 73rd minute, Foxborough!
Number two, City at home in a must-win game against Minnesota United on Saturday. Join us for our Hispanic Heritage Month game with festivities starting at the City Block Party at 4 o'clock and a 7:30 first kick. The Block Party will celebrate our vibrant local Hispanic community, and City will look to stay alive in the playoff race by taking down the Minnesota Loons in the crucial matchup. Fans can listen live on the Odyssey app, Y98, and by select.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The home radio feed option on Apple TV. Number 3, make it 3 for Marcel Hartl. Cello, the 28-year-old out of Germany, has enjoyed the hottest start in St. Louis City history. His phenomenal performance, setting up both goals against the New England Revolution, earned him a third straight Team of the Match Day honor. He's the only St. Louis City SC player in team history to be on the MLS Team of the Match Day, 3 straight weeks to start his career. This has been the STL City SC Big 3 with me, Joey Z.
That was City SC's Big 3 with Joey Z. Brought to you by Health Source Cairo. Get back to living pain-free with Dr. John at Health Source Cairo. Visit healthsourcecairo.com/Clayton.
The polls are open.
All right, poll today on the Brett Maga Show. And we're going to talk a little bit more about superstitions because today is Friday the 13th, about your superstitions at 7:25. But are you superstitious or not? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, where are we at here?
You know, I'm kind of confused on superstitions. I would say I'm a 6.
Okay.
Which isn't the number 6 superstitious?
No. Well, I guess, like, see, like, I agree with you. Sometimes the word superstitions are thrown out, like,
I'm a little blurry on what's considered a superstition or not.
Does it always feel like it fits those, like, you can't walk under a ladder, don't cross a black cat, or, like, hey, I gotta wear the same socks? Like, I feel like they all kind of group up together. Yeah, some of them are, like, you know, interesting. Like, because, you know, like 666 is the, you know, the sign of the devil.
Like, but when it comes to that, I am very superstitious. I'm like, okay, I can't have anything that has so that. I don't even feel comfortable. Like, I wrote that down as an idea and then I scratched it out because I felt like it was bad to have that on my paper.
Is that a superstition? I feel like it's just.
I think so.
You would? Okay.
Yeah, I would think anything that.
I think Hannah's asking a legit question.
Yeah, I think anything that you purposely avoid because you're worried that it's going to create bad luck is a superstition.
Or good luck, you'd avoid or go after it to get good luck? Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
are you that way?
I think so. Maybe not all the time, but I'm not walking under ladders. I'm not breaking mirrors. I'm not doing anything, you know, throwing, what is it, you know, the salt over your shoulder or, you know, laughing over spilled milk or whatever the superstition is. I'm not going out of my way to do those things. I do think I have some, superstitious nature. I do kind of feel that they're...
My problem. I think I have none. I've broken mirrors for, like, radio show, like,
I was
going to
say, one of the first times I went on air here, I broke a mirror.
So are you superstitious?
I'm really not superstitious. The only thing that I do is I will always knock on wood. That's, like, the one thing I always do.
I do that a lot.
Yeah.
I think I used to do that, but now I don't like. Now I don't even think there's wood anywhere. I feel like they give us
I'll just knock on whatever's in front of me.
Yeah, they give you like this fake wood. Like we have a table here. Is this wood? This thing wood? I don't know.
I'll still knock on it.
Very superstitious about this wood.
I think what Kev and I have is just anxiety. We're just anxious.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Thea, you versus Hannah, pop culture showdown. How are you feeling about your pop culture knowledge?
I am not very knowledgeable, but we can try this.
All right. Sounds like someone with confidence. That's what we like to see. Hannah has like over 100 plus wins, but we got more confidence in you, Thea.
Okay.
All right, Hannah's already picked up and left. I don't know if she's mad at us. Bye, Hannah. Thea's leaving the studio. She is gone. Same five questions. So since Hannah's outside the studio, she cannot hear the questions. We'll see how you do, okay?
Okay.
What artist won the most VMAs the other night at the 2024 Video Music Awards? If you had to pick an artist, who would win most of the awards?
Is it someone who's not doing video anymore?
Oh, good hint, because you know that Beyonce doesn't. No, it's another female star that wins a lot.
Taylor Swift?
Yes, Taylor Swift. Look at that.
Process of elimination.
Yeah. At the Video Music Awards, who won the Vanguard Award, like the big legacy award?
Usher.
Okay. Dave Grohl admits he fathered a child outside his marriage. He is the lead singer to which band?
I have no idea.
Okay. What was the name of Beyonce's album, the person who's not doing videos anymore?
What is the name of her album?
Yep, her most recent country album. What was the name of her country album?
I don't know. I need to phone a friend.
All right. No. Pick a friend in the room. You can pick Alex, AB, or Kevin to answer for you.
I'm going to do Kevin.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't have, because I know it has something to do with Carter.
Yes, you're close.
Yes, I know. And all I can think of is Carter Country, but unfortunately that was an old show in the 1970s.
Kevin, don't listen for her. Yeah. If you were to...
You know what, can I phone a friend?
If you were to do like a Western, what would they be? That's a big hint.
It'd be the Cowboy Carter.
Cowboy there Carter, yeah. All right. We got there with some hints.
I'm loving it.
In Lion King, what means no worries for the rest of your day?
Hakuna Matata.
There you go. 3 out of 5. All right. Let's bring in Hannah. No worries for the rest of your day, Thea. We're going to get Hannah in here, and I feel like you got this, all right?
Awesome.
She won't have Kevin to help her.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Thea just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask Hannah the same 5 questions. She couldn't hear when she was outside the room. Thea, tell her how many you got right.
3.
Tell her how 3. Kevin helped you.
And Kevin helped me. I phoned a friend.
I wish I had that privilege.
Well, you don't. All right, same 5 questions. We'll see how Hannah does. The other night at the VMAs, who won the most awards?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she did. At the VMAs, who won the Vanguard Award?
Katy Perry.
Dave Grohl admits he had fathered a child outside his marriage. He is the lead singer to which band? I can't believe you guys are both going to miss this.
I know.
Sorry.
I feel like people are going to be mad at me for this one. David Grohl. Creed.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. Used to be a Nirvana before that.
Duh, I knew that.
Oh, yeah, of course you did.
I'm pretty sure.
I didn't want a half point.
What was the name of Beyonce's album that got snubbed at the CMAs?
Cowboy Carter.
Didn't need Kevin. Didn't need Kevin.
Thank I you. Did not.
By the way, Kevin needed a little help himself, so it was like phoning multiple. It was a 3-way call. In Lion King, what means no worries for the rest of your day?
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, and she's saying it. Nice bonus job, points for that.
Uh-huh.
That's 4 out of 5. Actually, 4.5 out of 5 for singing Hakuna Matata, because that's what you need to do. Thea, no worries, but you got to say this is Thea and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Thea, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's take a look at what's trending. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy. We got you. We'll talk about everything that's trending over these next 2 minutes. A woman named her twins before they were born, but the hospital mixed them up.
What?
Yeah, so a woman in the UK is under distress because she carefully selected names for her twins during her pregnancy. Like during those like ultrasounds and things like that, she could tell that one of the babies, baby A, was much bigger than baby B. So she assigned them names. That's how they referred to them. That's how they talked to the babies. Well, during the hospital, when she had her C-section and they pulled the babies out and all that and they named them, they actually mixed up the names. And then, and so like, when they were giving the birth certificate, and now she's just going to keep it. But she said that she doesn't know if she switched names back, but she's leaning towards keeping it because it feels like it was meant to be.
Can you sue for that?
I don't know. It seems like
switching babies.
Like, just well, they're
twins. You're not switching babies. They're both your babies, and
they just wrote the wrong name.
I think you could sue for that baby. Still.
I get names wrong all the time. So if anyone gets a name wrong, I'm very like, can't sue them.
Yeah. I don't know why, but that story made me like incredibly sad. I feel terrible for that mom.
You feel like you ruined the moment. All of a sudden, if you like, because like after the C-section, it is hard for moms. And then you don't get to see your babies for a second, and then they like have them in and then bring them to you, and they're like in the container basically. It's like gonna have someone else's name.
Container!
I know. Yeah. I don't know what else to call it. It's like they really have this like plastic thing they put your kid in.
Bassinet,
it's crazy.
Maybe? I don't know.
It's not like a bassinet or a crib. It really is a container. Yeah. They put
disgusting. Yep.
It's just a hospital. That's what they do. They put the kid in a container. There are some words in the English language that literally get on people's nerves, and these are the
like
top
container?
Ones.
Container?
Yeah, container.
Okay, what are the other ones?
Amazing, people don't like.
What?
Blog, irregardless, moist, panties,
don't like that one.
And phlegm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, people don't like it. Mm. Two black holes are colliding.
Whoa.
Hannah doesn't believe in space stuff. But
I don't.
Two black holes could collide and Hannah doesn't buy it.
Whatever.
Whatever. Put those babies in a container.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Megamind question of the day. Saturday Night Live's headed into their 50th anniversary. Kicks off like this weekend. Who's hosted the most times?
Oh, geez. This is not my thing.
You're not a Saturday Night Live girl. That's true.
No, I'm not. Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell. Okay. Kevin.
Gosh, you know.
I thought you might be good at this, Kevin.
I know.
Who's hosted Saturday Night Live
the most?
There
was a big deal years ago with the Five Jacket Club, and I know people that have been a part of that, but I know it's even gone bigger than that. I want to say Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, okay. AB?
Okay, Will Ferrell was one of my guesses. I'm just trying to think of who I know that started on that show. I'm going to guess...
Good place.
Jimmy Fallon.
Okay. No one's really close with these guesses.
Oh, really? You're kidding me. So Hanks
Do you want to know how many times the person actually hosted? I'll give you that. It's not much of a hint. 17 times this person has hosted.
Holy cow.
You're right. There was a big deal about the Five Jacket Club because it's a big deal to host Saturday Night Live, and it's a big deal to come back five times. So there is someone who's done it 17 times.
I think I know. I should have gone with my second guess.
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
I know the Emmys are on Sunday. Saturday Night Live is coming back for its 50th anniversary this year. Who's hosted the most times?
Teacher Suzanne texted in and said, I have no idea. Just wanted to say hi. Hi, girly.
Hey.
So happy to hear from you. Okay, there's really two main guesses coming in the text line.
Makes sense. There's
and people
two.
Are really confident in, like, they'll be like, duh, it's this person, or duh, it's that person.
Okay.
The two people are Steve Martin.
That was my second guess.
Are you kidding? That was going to be my first guess.
He is up there.
Okay, and the other person is Alec Baldwin.
Those are the top two.
I'm so mad at myself. I switched it last minute to Jimmy Fallon.
One of them has hosted 17 times. One has hosted 16 times.
Oh,
you switched to Jimmy Fallon.
Please tell me I wouldn't have been right.
It's Alec Baldwin, isn't it?
It's Alec Baldwin. Yeah. At least he didn't get it right. You could have gotten that one right. That would have been
a hard one. I know, because I've been watching Only Murders in the Building, so he was top of mind.
Yeah, Steve Martin's hosted 16 times. Alec Baldwin has hosted 17 times. Crazy. So think about that when Saturday Night Live comes back for its 50th anniversary. That is insane.
Mega Minds.
Are you superstitious? 314-531-9898. Today's Friday the 13th. Anyone out there listening that has any big time superstitions that they follow every single time? And I'm under the impression that you could be good luck or bad luck. Hey, man, like I got a big job interview. I always wear this shirt. Got a special pair of lucky underwear, get the job done. Like superstitions like that, like athletes always wearing the same socks. Or maybe you were like, no, I watch out. I do not walk under a ladder. I don't step on any cracks. I want to break my mama's back kind of thing. 314-531-9898.
I would say I am a superstitious person. Like some of the big ones is I definitely won't open an umbrella inside.
Really?
Even though it's like a super big pain to like get it figured out. Like if it's pouring outside, you have to like low-key step out the door and like open it. It's kind of weird. It would be easier to just open it inside. But I truly do believe that's bad luck. So
that's such an annoying one.
I won't do that. I'm a big like knock on wood person. Yep, I cross my fingers a lot.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yes.
You're really superstitious. Kevin, you said you're kind of two?
I'm kind of two, you know, and I can remember when I was younger, when I played football, there was a superstition of always wearing the same shirt.
Yeah.
Because you were winning in that shirt. There was also
disgusting.
There was also you don't shave. Yeah, like you'll see that it's still in the NFL. Certain quarterbacks won't shave because they're winning.
Wow.
And so they kind of keep that look. Or like I think Mahomes has the headband. That's his good luck
charm.
Did
you follow those?
I did. I did for a while. I mean, you know, I still do the knock on wood. I don't walk under ladders. I don't like stepping on cracks. Yeah, because I have a bad back.
When would one even walk under a ladder? Like, who would even think that's like a good idea?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I walk under a ladder right now.
You would.
Yeah, I am not superstitious.
You just don't care about anything.
Oh,
man.
A new one I learned recently is if you're walking on a sidewalk with somebody and there's like a pole in the middle or like a tree or something, you're not supposed to go on opposite sides of it. You're supposed to stay on the same
on the
side.
Same side together?
Otherwise, it's like bad for your relationship.
Oh,
not even like dating, just friends.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's probably why I don't have any friends. I don't care about anything.
On opposite sides. Right. I guess now that I think of it, something, I don't even know if this counts as superstition.
No.
We'll see if you guys think it is. But when I was like interviewing for this job in this position, I did the same morning routine over and over and over again until I got this job. I would take the same picture every morning. I'd eat the same thing. I would leave at the exact same time every day to feel like I had better luck at getting the
job.
That
always gets really dangerous to when something happens that throws it off and you're like, well, the whole rest of my day
it's
is
done.
Ruined.
Not getting the job.
Right. Yeah, I'll never get this job.
Yeah,
really?
And I'll keep like good fortune from fortune cookies, like if they're positive, because I'm like, you know what? If I don't keep it, it's not going to come true.
Yeah.
You guys are all living better lives than me. I'm doing it wrong. That's what's the problem. I need to start picking up all of these. Guys, for the next week, I'm not changing my underwear. Just so you all know.
We are so excited for that. Yay.
314-531-9898. Do you have a superstition, a routine you always stick to, a shirt you always wear for good luck or bad luck? Has a superstition ever affected you? 314-531-9898. Should we even play Houdini on a day that's Friday the 13th? Is that bad luck? I don't know. We're talking about superstitions while we're commercial free. And Hannah's very superstitious. So is Kevin. Actually, everyone on the show has some decent superstitions, except for me. I'm not superstitious. No. I think maybe I should be. I'm the unluckiest one on the show,
know.
I feel like,
you
guys.
You think you're the unluckiest one? I think you've had some really good luck.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate that.
You
guys need to be more like me. That's what I've been saying. AB, you had some interesting superstitions that people were commenting on the text line with.
Yeah, people aren't supposed to like split on the side of the road if there's like a tree in the middle or something like that.
Yeah, we've gotten lots of texts about that
theory. Is that true?
Marie texted in and said, so if you and a friend walk on the opposite sides of the pole, you're supposed to say peanut butter and jelly that doesn't affect your relationship.
I have never heard of that before. Like, almost like you're supposed to say like jinx after something like that.
I'm glad to know there's a remedy.
And then
yell out peanut butter.
We got another text saying, when I got into a relationship with my now husband, he always said, don't split the pole. It could be anything that splits a walkway, but we always go around it in the same way now. And now I'm in the strongest and healthiest relationship I've ever been in. Maybe it was the right superstition for him to have.
Oh, wow.
So we got some receipts with this.
I'm
as
on
well.
To something.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly. All right, teacher Jen texted in and said that she has a few weird superstitions. One of them is if she's driving and goes over the railroad track, she'll lift her feet up. And then another one says,
I've heard that one before.
If I accidentally run a red light or a stop sign, I scratch the roof of my car. Not really hard, but then just scratch it a little bit.
I've never heard of that one before.
Never heard of that.
It reminded me about holding your breath over a bridge.
Oh, yeah,
people do that one.
I totally do that.
And then another one about
I do do that.
Holding your breath is when you drive past a graveyard, you're supposed to hold your breath too.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Really? I don't do any of these, guys. I'm screwed. Olivia, do you have a superstition that you always do?
I do. So in Polish tradition, we're not supposed to kiss over like a threshold. So if somebody's leaving the house, don't kiss over the threshold because it's supposed to bring misfortune and bad luck into the house.
Really?
Same thing with like hugging or handshakes. So you're basically greeting good, like bad luck into your home.
What's considered a threshold? Like the front door?
Like
any type of doorway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
because it's letting bad luck in.
Yeah, anything that like has like an in and out, you know.
So I feel like that's a super common place to kiss too.
Yeah, especially during an earthquake because you're supposed to go to the.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, what are we supposed to do in the middle of the earthquake? We have to give a goodbye
don't
kiss.
Don't kiss.
I feel like your luck has run out if the earthquake has hit.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Olivia?
But I said either pull them inside or. Pull them out.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Not in the middle.
Thank you so much for the call. Nikki, what superstition do you have?
Like everything happens in threes.
My dad has this. My dad always says this for deaths.
Yeah.
Death comes in threes.
Everything.
What is something that's like commonly happened to you in threes?
Okay, so on Valentine's Day this year, I chipped my tooth on a bagel in the morning.
Oh!
No.
I was going
on
to...
On a bagel? Is that what you said? What kind of bagel were you eating?
Literally a bagel. Like, one of my coworkers was like, bagel fairy's here, brought a bagel, and I took a bite of it, and I looked in the mirror, I'm like, oh my god, I tripped my freaking tooth.
I'm throwing away all my bagels.
That coworker hates you.
Yes.
That is terrible.
Wow.
That coworker's a mean girl.
Yeah. Exactly. And then that same day, I was going to dinner plans, and I had somebody, like, on the highway, like, honking his horn at me. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I look over, and he's like, your tire's flat. So I pull over, and both of my tires on my driver's side were flat.
Oh!
Whoa!
No idea how it happened. And then I got home, and my dog was stung by a bee, like, in February.
Dang,
and, like, half of his face was, like, blown up. I'm like, okay, day's over.
Valentine's Day really is the worst.
Yeah, that really did suck for you. Superstitions. Yeah. Except for me. I'm not superstitious. No. I don't think maybe I should be. I'm the unluckiest one on the show, I feel like,
you think
guys.
You're the unluckiest one. I think you've had some really good luck.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You know, so
you guys
maybe
need
that's
to be more like me. That's what I've been saying. AB, you had some interesting superstitions that people are commenting on the text line with.
Yeah, people aren't supposed to like split on the side of the road.
Oh,
if there's like a tree in the middle or something like that.
Yeah, we've gotten lots of texts about that
theory. Is that true?
Marie texted in and said, so if you and a friend walk on the opposite sides of the pole, you're supposed to say peanut butter and jelly so
what?
That doesn't affect your relationship.
I have never heard of that before. Like, almost like you're supposed to say like jinx after something like that.
Yeah, I'm glad to know there's a remedy.
Yeah. Right. And then
yell out peanut butter.
We got another text saying, when I got into a relationship with my now husband, he always said, don't split the pole. It could be anything that splits a walkway, but we always go around it in the same way now. And now I'm in the strongest and healthiest relationship I've ever been in. Maybe it was the right superstition for him to have.
Oh, wow.
So we got some receipts with this.
I'm
as
on
well.
To something.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly. All right, teacher Jen texted in and said that she has a few weird superstitions. One of them is if she's driving and goes over the railroad track, she'll lift her feet up. And then another one says,
I've heard that one before.
If I accidentally run a red light or a stop sign, I scratch the roof of my car. Not really hard, but then just scratch it a little bit.
I've never heard of that one
I've
before.
Never heard of that.
It reminded me about holding your breath over a bridge.
Oh, yeah,
people do that one.
I totally do that.
And then another one about
I do do that.
Holding your breath is when you drive past a graveyard, you're supposed to hold your breath too.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Really? I don't do any of these, guys. I'm screwed. Olivia, do you have a superstition that you always do?
I do. So in Polish tradition, we're not supposed to kiss over like a threshold. So if somebody's leaving the house, don't kiss over the threshold because it's supposed to bring misfortune and bad luck into the house.
Really?
Same thing with like hugging or handshakes. So you're basically greeting good, like bad luck into your home.
What's considered a threshold? Like the front door?
Like a
any type of doorway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
because it's letting bad luck in.
Yeah, anything that like has like an in and out, you know.
So I feel like that's a super common place to kiss too.
Yeah, especially during an earthquake because you're supposed to go to the.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, what are we supposed to do in the middle of the earthquake? We have to give a goodbye
don't
kiss.
Don't kiss.
I feel like your luck has run out if the earthquake is hit.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Olivia?
But I said either pull them inside or. Pull them out.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Not in the middle.
Thank you so much for the call. Nikki, what superstition do you have?
Like everything happens in threes.
My dad has this. My dad always says this for deaths.
Yeah.
Deaths come in threes.
Everything.
What is something that's like commonly happened to you in threes?
Okay, so on Valentine's Day this year, I chipped my tooth on a bagel in the morning.
Oh!
No.
I was going
on
to...
On a bagel? Is that what you said? What kind of bagel were you eating?
Literally a bagel. Like, one of my coworkers is like, bagel fairy's here, brought a bagel, and I took a bite of it, and I looked in the mirror, I'm like, oh my god, I tripped my freaking tooth.
I'm throwing away all my bagels.
That coworker hates you.
Yes.
That is terrible.
Wow.
That coworker's a mean girl.
Yeah. Exactly. And then that same day I was going to dinner plans and I had somebody like on the highway, like honking his horn at me. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I look over and he's like, your tire's flat. So I pull over and, both of my tires on my driver's side were flat.
Oh,
whoa.
No idea how it happened. And then I got home and my dog was stung by a bee like on in February.
Dang,
and
wow.
Like half of his face was like blown up. I'm like, okay, day's over.
Valentine's Day really is the worst.
Yeah, that really did suck for you. I'm sorry.
It did.
But hopefully good things come in threes too.
I know, and I'm like, every time something bad happens, I'm like, now I'm waiting for two more things to happen that day, so.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call, and hopefully we can get you a bagel, and you can have some good luck, and we'll get you some bagel with extra cream cheese. TSO tickets coming your way right after Jelly Roll on Y98 St. Louis. TSO coming back to St. Louis at the Enterprise Center December 18th.
Lucky you if you get to win.
Yeah, lucky you if you're caller 18, 314-531-9898. We'll take caller 18. To win some Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Fans dug up some triggering memories from Lady Gaga's college days, and she finally reacted to all of it. I'll give you all the details in just 3 minutes.
Commercial free with some TSO tickets. That should clear up some of the bad luck on Friday the 13th. Dawn, how's your Friday the 13th going?
Yeah,
you got that good juju.
You got that good luck on Friday the 13th. You got Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
December 18th at the Enterprise Center. Hold on, Dawn. We'll get your info, and Hannah will drop all the entertainment news.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
If TikTok is good at one thing, they're really good at digging up some old receipts and memories. And this week, fans of Lady Gaga found an old hate page that people made of her when she was in college. So this was back in the day when she went to NYU and her classmates, not her friends for sure, her classmates made this Facebook page called Stephanie Gramata, You Will Never Be Famous, which is Lady Gaga's real name. So it
jokes
was
on you.
It was a whole page wow. about how she'd never make it, and they made all these terrible postings about her, making fun of her, yada, yada. So fans of Lady Gaga found that page and screenshotted it this week, posting on TikTok like a comparison of this hate page and then a picture of Lady Gaga with all of her various accolades and awards that she's won over the years. And so people like really gained traction on this video, and Lady Gaga actually commented and reacted to it by saying, some people I went to college with made this way back when. She said, this is why you can't give up when people doubt you or put you down. You got to keep going.
Truth, man. Haters are going to hate.
Doubt.
And sometimes it can feel like exhausting in any industry, but especially in the entertainment industry, where you feel like you're never going to make it. And so many people have told you that, like, you suck, you're not anything. And then all of a sudden you become Gaga.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like, honestly, this made me really sad for one. And it also gave Lady Gaga like a more realistic feel to me. Like sometimes when you see superstars who are always in the spotlight, you know, they have so much money, so much fame, you think like, man, they've always just had it good. And so it really is a reminder that to get to the top, no matter who you are, where you are, people are going to try to bring you down. Yeah. So clearly keep going and you'll end up like Lady Gaga. Yeah. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
Is there a word, a phrase that just sounds funny, or you guys say it at work all the time? And if you didn't work in your industry, it would just be weird to hear people say 314-531-9890. It could be an inside joke too. Like AB's sister, they are constantly talking about nipples.
Yep.
Like, see, like, when you just say it like us, if we were just saying, like, if we just said the word nipple a lot, like, in our job, we would all just start being like little kids and just start chuckling.
Right. Yeah.
But because of what her job is, you talk about nipples a lot, right?
Yeah, my sister works for like a baby bottle company, and so she'll always be like, I just cannot get used to my boss saying nipple to me all the time.
It's so funny that it's almost like we're like little kids, like being immature.
Yeah.
But like, seriously, if we were sitting here talking about our nipples in our workplace, we would all be like,
I feel like on this show would be one thing, but I'm like trying to picture our bosses saying nipple to us, and I can't picture it. Like, I don't think our boss would do that.
Would say nipple?
See, I can't even take it seriously when Kevin says it.
Well, I mean, we've got a couple. I don't know if they're like, you know, okay, so these are the words that we kind of use and people probably don't know what they mean.
Yeah.
Like skimmer.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Which is the digital recording thing we have that keeps a track of what we do.
Helps make the podcast.
Yep. Board.
Like a board. Yeah, like all the stuff, the buttons that Kevin presses. Yeah.
Spot, which is the commercials we run. That's a spot.
Yeah.
And then the one that could be taken either way, log.
Log, yeah.
Yeah, because
that's really where the commercial log is, where it tells us where all the commercials are.
We used to have to sign the log. So.
That's so funny.
That's funny that you even thought of those terms, because I was thinking, like, this segment would be hard for us because we say, basically all we say is weird stuff that you can't say in your normal jobs. I mean, we like talk about like our sex nipples. Lives. So that's weird that you couldn't do in a regular job. So it's funny that you brought those up, Kev.
314-531-9898. Is there a word or a phrase that might be weird, but like this is just commonly talked about in my work? Is there a funny word that you're like, we say this word all the time and it's so funny, but no one would ever understand unless you worked in my industry? Commercial free on Friday the 13th. It's superstitious to not go commercial free on Friday the 13th. That's why we did it. Yeah, that's why we did it. Actually, we do it every day on the Brett Manga Show. What is a phrase or a word that you constantly use in your work and it makes you chuckle or laugh, or people just wouldn't even get it unless you worked in the business? 314-531-9898. What's it for you? Like AB's sister is constantly hearing her boss just talk about nipples.
Yep. She works for a baby bottle company, so it's always coming up.
And it's always weird to hear your boss say nipple, nipple, nipple. But yeah, that's a thing in the industry. And so, Hannah, you're laughing at some of them.
I'm sorry. The text line is just making me giggle right now. One of them says, I'm a vet tech, so sometimes when we go to take a temperature, if the animal is like super furry, they'll say out loud, where's your butthole? I think it's hilarious. I think that's like my number one word I laugh at. That's funny. Another one is from a home health nurse. She says that she has to call people and ask if they've been able to poop.
Oh my God. So yeah, something you wouldn't really understand unless you're in the industry. Like, hey man, I would never ask Hannah, like, how's your pooping going?
Right. Yeah. And then another nurse texted in and said that like they have to say, oh, your wound looks really good today.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
AB, that is a weird thing to say.
AB had like her hand issue going on for like ever. Yeah. And like,
I've been waiting for those words for quite some time.
Amber, you're a teacher. What's a phrase that teachers use that we would just make us laugh?
Yeah, so, like, if you... Duty. So, recess duty. Morning duty. Yeah. Or bus duty.
Teachers laughing about duty is hilarious, because we always think of teachers being so mature, but then teachers going, I'm on duty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gotta go to recess duty.
Yeah, well, have a good duty today, okay, Amber?
Yeah.
Connie, what's a word or phrase that makes you laugh about your work?
I ask every day, are you using a growth regulator?
What? I need to be, Connie. I really need to be.
What is that?
This is a personal problem.
I work in pest control distribution, and it helps, a growth regulator helps break the breeding cycle of insects.
Oh. Mine's a different one.
Different growth or non-growth.
Hey, Hannah! Hey.
Connie, it's a family show, Hannah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Brandy, what's a word or phrase that just makes you laugh at work?
We have to tip the patient, which is referring to an enema, typically.
Dang.
Oh,
okay.
So you don't want to over-tip.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we have to.
That one, interesting.
Enough enema talk for the day.
We are still commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. It's Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's check out what's trending. I got 2 minutes on the clock. Life's busy. Probably not checking the internet. We'll check it for you. I'll read the headline, and then, Hannah, you tell me either keep it moving or tell me more. Like, this is the worst song to play during sexy time.
What is it?
Research analyzed current pop songs that people play on Spotify when they're trying to get in on. And a song that has the word sex in it is one of the worst. Birthday sex.
Birthday sex.
Really? I feel like this would be a common one, too.
I know. You think you'd want to get it on to this song. So I guess
it just gets in your head too much about your performance.
Maybe. But more so, it's like I guess it's about tempo and trying to keep that rhythm and timing. And it's the perfect timing for getting it on is 119 beats per minute. Birthday sex is at 60 BPM. It's too slow.
Let's keep moving before I say something I highly regret.
Okay, well, I got another sexy one. This is how long sexy time should last.
How many with beats per minute?
35 minutes.
What?
And a surprise!
Wow. You're surprised too.
Everyone is surprised. Like, yo, bro.
35 what? Oh, minutes?
15 minutes for foreplay and 5 minutes for cuddling. And then I don't know what the other minutes are for. <'cause it's>
We got to get out of this segment quick.
How about this? Something I absolutely hate. 8 new emojis are coming out.
Oh, I'm a big emoji girl.
All right. So some of them include under eye bags.
Okay, those are definitely needed.
A fingerprints emoji. A purple splat. A shovel.
A purple splat of what?
A purple splat. I don't know. Yeah, just a purple.
Okay, thank you, Kev. You helped me a lot.
A shovel.
Okay.
A leafless tree, because you need that for fall.
I feel like there's other ones we need other than the leafless tree.
A harp.
Oh, that'd be good for Kev.
Yes. Official flag of Sark. An island in the English Channel. They finally got an emoji.
Finally.
They've been fighting for emoji.
They're going to have a party over that one.
There we go.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We are still commercial free. Longer than 35 minutes, guys. Look at us. On the Brett Mega Show. It's Y98 St. Louis. If you are in a relationship or marriage, give us a call right now. 314-531-9898. I want to run through this list of things that are considered personal or hygiene things, and want to know if you share them with your significant other. Anyone out there share toothbrush, deodorant? Let me run through the list for you guys and see if which ones you would say yes to and which ones you would say no to. 314-531-9898. Let's go through some of these. Let's start with the most common one that people always freak out: toothbrush.
Okay, I always thought this was weird, but I feel like every guy I've ever dated has never cared about this. I'm always the one to freak out about it. Like, if you stay with them, they're always like, oh, yeah, use my toothbrush. I'm like, ugh.
You know what's
really
so funny? Is my wife's same way. Like, I actually don't care that much. Like, we had an incident not too long ago, like a month ago, and I used it.
What kind of incident?
Well, I accidentally used it. I guess I mixed them up.
Because
she went to go brush her teeth like after mine. She's like, why is my toothbrush wet? And I was like, I guess I used that one. And she was like, freaked out a little bit. Like, I can't believe you did that. And then the next day, I saw her throwing her toothbrush in the garbage. I'm like, what are you doing?
Wow.
And she's like, I got a new toothbrush. Yesterday, you used it.
You're repulsive, Brett.
That's what I said. I'm like, why?
We have children together.
That's what I said. Yep. I'm like, but I think it's guys don't care as much.
No, they don't.
You don't care?
I don't
care. Does your wife care?
Sarah does care.
See, what is with this?
I don't care. Oh. I have shared toothbrushes with a bunch of people. Like, even like
what is wrong?
My sister.
I care about that.
My sister, my mom. Like, I don't know.
I am sure.
You really get all up in there, though. I feel like that's way too gross.
Who knew that AB was a toothbrush hoochie?
Yeah.
Okay. How about sharing the stick of deodorant?
I don't care about that at all.
I think that one's weirder for me.
I feel like it's fine. I feel like a community deodorant is even fine.
Yeah, we should keep one in the studio.
We need one. I'm down.
Yes, I do think you guys stink. But like, I feel like pit to pit's worse. I do make out with like my wife. I'm not like licking her pits and scrubbing my pits all over each other. That's weird.
Really? I'm not afraid of pit anything.
Really?
No.
They said mouthwash straight from the bottle after your partner uses it.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. That's like drinking from the milk.
What about sharing razors?
Don't care at all.
Really?
I don't care as long as
you clean it out. Like, some people won't clean it out and then the hair gets all like jank in there. I don't know.
Oh, just tap it on the wall.
But like, what about other parts when you're using the razor?
I don't really care.
Then the person, like, especially the guy, goes to the face.
So?
That's a you issue.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe it. So you guys are okay with... So AB is actually okay with everything so far. Yeah. Who knew?
AB is actually
disgusting.
She has
no boundaries. Yeah. using the same bath towel?
Who is picky about that?
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
And then earbuds.
Okay, that is a no for me.
Really?
I do understand that. Yeah.
No, I like sweat so much when I wear my AirPods to the gym, and that's like all in your crevices, and I'm like embarrassed of my my AirPods or whatever. I don't want people to wear them.
I don't really want other people's like earwax on my earwax.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, where is your boundaries with your relationship? We'll run through this list with you. Or do you guys share a toothbrush? Do you not care if you share a toothbrush? And I'm curious if it's a man-woman thing. Like, women are like, I don't care. We'll share a toothbrush, and the guy freaks out. 314-531-9898. You get married, boundaries get crossed. You just don't have them. When it comes to sharing a toothbrush, will you share a toothbrush with your significant other? 314-531-9898. That seems like where men and women have different opinions.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the one that we were the most divided on. Would you share a toothbrush with your significant other? Have you ever shared a toothbrush? And then do you throw it away? Because with my wife, this is what happened with my wife. She threw it away.
I feel like throwing it away seems personal.
Yeah. I know. That's what I felt. I felt like, man, do I disgust you? She's like, yeah, we're not using this toothbrush anymore. I was like, I would have kept that bad boy. I would have used it as my new toothbrush. I'm more aggressive with toothbrushes too.
Are you like one of those people where the bristles are all over the place?
My wife says, what do you do when you brush your teeth? I'm like, I'm crazy. I'm aggressive with it. I want clean teeth.
Trash immediately.
Really?
No, AB said she would.
You would use it.
I don't care. I would use your toothbrush, Brett.
Whoa. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. That's one of the nicest things. Mine?
Yeah. I would honestly use anybody's. I don't know why that does not freak me out at all.
AB has no boundaries. The only one you said that you would not. Is there anything other than earbuds? And earbuds you were like on the fence on.
No. I mean, anything.
How do you feel about wearing other people's underwear?
So I do. Genuinely, like, my sisters, my
Brett
mom, and I
dropped his paper.
Wait a minute. It's like, what?
It took me a second because I was like, do I actually want to admit this? Yeah. I do. My sisters, my mom. It's just like communal sometimes.
Really?
But these are clean, right?
This is not just okay. They are clean.
Okay.
So, all right. Uh huh.
Our name is The Brett Maga Show. We are commercial free every single day. Thanks for hanging out with us for this hour with us. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Fans are questioning if Halsey was raising red or green flags about the status of her relationship in an interview recently. I'll explain how and let you judge it at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So before we get to what's going on with Halsey's relationship, I wanted to stop and congratulate Cardi B because she just shared that she gave birth to her third baby with rapper Offset. It's a little baby girl. She posted a whole carousel on Instagram with different pictures and videos, writing the caption, "The prettiest little thing." Cardi B looks gorgeous. This baby is bundled up so cute. So super excited for Cardi B and Offset for welcoming their third baby into this world.
So happy for them. Just hope they can figure out whatever the hell's going on with that relationship.
Yes, on again, exactly. Off again.
She said they're actually going to go through a divorce this time. Okay. Wow.
Well, she looks good with the baby. That's all I know. And Offset was there in some of the pictures. So now moving on to Halsey. This is a little sus to me. So Halsey just recently confirmed her engagement with Avon Georgia. And if his name doesn't sound familiar, for one, I'm probably saying it wrong. And for two, he is Beck from Nickelodeon's Victorious, if you know him.
Yep.
And the way that she announced her relationship wasn't as clear as when Cardi B announced her birth announcement, because all Halsey did was correct a social media post. There was a social media post calling him Halsey's boyfriend, and she commented in like with the little asterisk and said fiance.
Really?
So that's how she announced it. But what's even more weird is just hours before she corrected this on social media, she did an interview with Entertainment Tonight where she said that she hopes to marry him. That's all she said. And I think that's a weird thing to say about your fiance. Like, yeah, I hope I marry him one day. Wouldn't you say he's my fiance? Right.
I feel like Halsey went dark for a while because of those health issues. We didn't know a lot about her relationships, what was going on. And now she's like releasing that music video for Ego and coming back out. I think she just wants to get these stories correct about her, but it just seemed like she's doing it in a really weird way instead of just being very
like
clear.
If I was the dude from Victorious, I'd be like,
I hope so too.
Yeah,
because I
planned the wedding. Sorry.
You know, I don't know when that interview was done though. They could have been. Sometimes they do those interviews and they don't get like released for like a week or two because they have to.
Just think that's the only thing we've heard is like her correction.
Yeah, that's true. Like never like come out like publicly saying we're engaged.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, I know that statements and stuff can get released and recorded at different times, but I just thought that was pretty unique. Like I feel like it should be a little bit more of a happier thing instead of like, yeah, hope it goes through.
Or maybe it's good that they didn't make it a big deal and they're just keeping the relationship casual.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll never know with Hollywood. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Wow. Say.
What the beep do we say? It's been a week.
It has been a week.
It's Friday the 13th, and I feel like Kevin's been using the beep button all day, actually. Yeah. A few times. People be acting crazy. But what did we say on the show? We actually play a clip from the show. Kevin uses his beep button and then beeps out something, and it usually sounds kind of funny. Try to guess what's behind the beep.
There's nothing like a good...
Oh, nothing like a good what? What does Kevin say? There's nothing like a good what? 314-531-9898. If you can remember what Kevin said, there's nothing like a good beep.
What you say?
What the beep did we say? It's funny because Kevin, I feel like, has had to use the beep button more than ever. People be acting wild on our show.
They are.
Because it's Friday the 13th. So we actually take a real clip of something we said on the show, and then Kevin beeps it out, and it's kind of funny if you can guess what's behind it.
There's nothing like a good...
What did Kevin say that there's nothing like a good what? Did anyone know it on the text line, Anna?
The text line was pretty stumped.
Yeah, Kevin. And Jason even called in and said, there's nothing like a good movie.
That does sound like you, but no. That's not what Kevin thinks.
No, there's nothing like a good poop. There's nothing like it. Nothing
like it.
Nothing.
I don't even remember that conversation.
Kevin literally just talked about how he thought there's nothing like a good poop on the show.
Yeah, we were talking about things you should take 15 minutes out of your day to do.
Ah.
And having time for yourself in the bathroom is where that came up.
Yeah. Kevin, never misses a good opportunity to take a good poop.
I love that for you.
It's Kevin's philosophy on life, guys. Kevin's life hack.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
I'm not going to lie, the hype has been real on the Brett Maga Show about this fact that Kevin has. So we do Fun Fact Friday where Alex, who's the fact champion.
Couple weeks running.
A couple weeks running, we'll give a fact. And then the contender, who is Kevin, will give a fact. And then myself, Hannah, and AB will judge which facts we find more interesting or mind-blowing. And Kevin's been talking about Friday, like, started on Monday. Like, he literally is like, guys, I got a chicken fact for Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah,
wait till Friday. So he's been just... He's ready, Alex.
He will not stop talking about this.
All right, that's fair. So I'll go first, so that way, if it's as good as you say, it's a true mic drop.
I'll even
set you up for it.
I've never seen anyone more excited to give their fact.
It's an egg drop.
Oh my gosh.
All right, go ahead, Alex.
All right, so obviously we remembered everyone lost in 9/11 earlier this week. But did you know, on 9/11 in 2001, after the towers were attacked, the only plane permitted to continue flying after the attacks was a plane traveling from San Diego to Miami to deliver an anti-venom to a man bitten by a snake.
I didn't know that. It's so interesting.
Wow.
It was the only plane that was in the air across the United States during that time because they didn't have any flights take off to the next day.
Yeah, so they got
and it was man delivering that. Yeah.
So it was that important.
The guy would have died. They delivered it so he could live. Yeah.
Wow.
Was him just like delivering medicine across the country, and it was the only plane in the air. Until like all planes had stopped.
Well,
that
the
snake
only
was
non-military
like so
extra, but yes, commercial plane. Yes. Yeah.
Well, my fact's not that serious. It's actually
chicken fact,
but it's a great fact. I never knew this fact. You can tell the shell color by a hen's earlobe. Hens with white earlobes typically lay white or lightly tinted eggs. Hens with red earlobes most commonly lay brown eggs. Of course, there's always exceptions to the rules, but it's true. It's crazy. My brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, they got chickens.
They got chickens, right?
Checking out the earlobes, and sure enough, the fact holds true.
It's true, huh?
The fact that Kevin had to say, and I quote on the radio, "I've been checking out those chickens' earlobes."
It's crazy.
Most people probably don't even know chickens have ears.
Is interesting itself.
Yes. Kevin, I love you. Dearly, I love you, but I knew that fact.
What?
You did?
So I have to go with Kev.
How did you know that fact?
How did you know about the earlobes?
That's fascinating.
I actually knew Alex's fact as well. Being in media and talking about the experiences of 9/11, I have heard that fact that Alex had. I think it's a really interesting fact. But Kevin having saying that he was checking out hens' earlobes wins it for me. It all comes down to you, AB.
Come on, AB. Do you want anti-venom or do you want colored eggs?
Imagine that finger's falling off and the only thing you...
That is true. You make a good point there.
You know?
But there's never been so much hype around a fact as Kevin's chicken fact.
He's been talking about it all day. In the studio, he's been teasing. I got this chicken fact, guys.
I have to go with Kevin.
Hey! Yes, he won!
I still don't know how Hannah knew this fact.
Thanks, man.
It's crazy.
What color are your eggs?
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.